Now, plenty of eyebrows were raised over Malcolm Turnbull's deal with the Nationals, which saw water go to Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce. Also taking on that responsibility is the Assistant Minister Anne Rusten, a senator from South Australia. Senator, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you very much.
You entered Parliament relatively recently, in 2012. Before that, you were a commercial rose producer in the Riverland region. What's got you to where you are now? Why did you enter Parliament?
Look, I think it's just one of those things. It was an opportunity that that went past, and I thought, what an exciting thing to be able to do. So I put my hand up, and luckily the people of South Australia saw fit to send me to Canberra.
Was it always an ambition of yours to make it into Parliament?
No, never. I have had an involvement with politics. I worked for a short period of time for the Deputy Premier in South Australia back in the early 90s. I've always been involved in conservative politics, but yes, no, it was not anything that I ever aspired to do. But I must say, now that I have made it to Canberra, I'm delighted and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
You're in charge of a sensitive portfolio, especially now that water is bundled with agriculture. That's a departure from Tony Abbott's and John Howard's governments. Shadow Environment Minister Mark Butler, a fellow South Australian, says the Prime Minister has sold out the environment by putting the two together.
What he has done is to sacrifice the finely balanced interests, the economic, social and environmental interests that are at the core of the Murray-Darling Basin plan, just for his personal ambition and his attempt to try and buy the support of the National Party. We know, given Barnaby Joyce's history, that the health of the river always comes last with Barnaby.
Why should you and Mr. Joyce be trusted to look after our water systems?
Well, I mean, there's a number of things you could say to the comments that we've just heard from the Shadow Minister. Firstly, though, the people who are in the best place and have got the greatest interest in ensuring that our river system is healthy are our farmers, our irrigators. And I make no secret of the fact that I am an irrigator, and I understand my responsibility is to make sure that we have an efficient and an environmentally sustainable river system. The other thing is that we've spent the last 4 or 5 years negotiating the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. We've got that in place. It's legislated. It has a number of requirements and targets that we have to meet. We can't move away from that. We don't want to move away from that. So I think the time now has come to recognise that there are other people or other people with an investment in the river, and that is the irrigators. We've protected the environment through the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, and we will continue to do that through the implementation and operation of that plan. So now we need to look at how we can productively best use the resource that's available for productive use. And so I think the move to agriculture is actually a recognition of the fact that, that there are other users of the river, and it's a very valuable economic resource for Australia.
But it's not just the opposition saying this. Environmental groups say irrigators had control of the Murray-Darling for a century and nearly ruined it. Do you agree with that?
Well, no, I don't necessarily agree with that. There certainly has been some activity along the river system that was not sustainable into the longer term, and we recognise that.
Okay, so you don't entirely agree with that, but you understand the thesis there, that when irrigators had control of the Murray-Darling, their expectations of that river system did not accord with the country's needs.
Okay, and that's exactly why we've got the Murray-Darling Basin Plan now, which has a framework that has been put in place to protect the ongoing sustainable environmental issues that face the river. So I think we're in a completely different place than we were a number of years ago. We now have a set of very strict legislative requirements to protect the river. We need to accept that we have to operate within that framework, but we can't operate in that framework at the exclusion of the other people that are involved in the river, and the fact that this is, as I said before, a massive economic resource for Australia. Without the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, the economies of many, many, many communities and the profitability and economic prosperity of many states is at jeopardy. So I think we have to come up with a balanced approach here. It's not just the environment, it's not just the economy, it is a combination of the economic, the social and the environmental outcomes that we're seeking to achieve.
How do you get along with Barnaby Joyce? Have you been told to keep a close eye on him and the Nationals in this space now that he's in control of the portfolio? You're his assistant minister. How's that going to work?
Look, I've always enjoyed Barnaby. There's lots of colour and lots of movement every time you're around Barnaby, and he's a very passionate individual, and I really respect the fact that I think that at the end of the day, he has always got the best interests of the outcome of his portfolio front of mind. I'm actually really looking forward to working with him because I just find him, I find him a very engaging, passionate individual.
So you're now an assistant minister. Under the old titles, it would be parliamentary secretary, but you're lucky you've come in with the new titles. An assistant minister. You haven't been in parliament very long. Why did you get promoted so early?
Well, I mean, you probably should have asked your previous guest that because he was the one that chose to promote me. But look, I like to think that I have had an interest in agriculture and particularly in water reform for 25 years. I was actually one of the authors of the original South Australian Liberal Party's policy on water reform prior to them coming into government in 1993. So I'm certainly no newcomer to water reform. I live on the river and I understand firsthand the significance and the importance of the river and water resources to this country. I am a farmer, so I understand agriculture, but so I think that probably I have a huge range of experience in this area and possibly the Prime Minister recognised that.
The agriculture white paper came out in July after a long delay. Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says it's disappeared without a trace and is now irrelevant after Malcolm Turnbull's deal with the Nationals. What is the government doing with the white paper?
Well, one of the things that I really would like to see as one of the priorities of the next next few weeks is to actually sit down and work out what needs to be done to implement a number of the recommendations of that white paper. Some of them are already underway. And actually many of the things that were contained in that white paper had already been undertaken or instigated before the white paper came out. So I think Mr. Fitzgibbon is probably being a little bit ungenerous in saying that the white paper has disappeared. I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's a very good blueprint, and I think the opportunities that it offers Australian agriculturists is significant.
You're one of the women promoted in this shake-up by Malcolm Turnbull to promote more women, but still, really, there might be more women than under Tony Abbott, but there aren't an overwhelming number of women. Would you like to see more women promoted into top positions in this new government?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to say there. One is that we have a responsibility, both the men and the women of the current parliaments, to make sure that we put in place a pipeline or a pathway to enable women to want to go into the federal parliament. And I have to say, as a mother, it is extremely difficult to balance your home life and your responsibilities to your family and your children while you're away from home so much. So I think we need to, first of all, put the pathways in place so that women are able to come to Canberra and have a work-friendly environment. But I'm a great believer in the meritocracy. I think everybody should be promoted on merit. I wouldn't like to think that I was promoted because I was a female. I'd like to think I was promoted because the Prime Minister thought that I was the best person to do the job. So I think this is a long-term project, but we have to start now if we're going to solve the problem of not having as much representation in Parliament of women as I think, you know, all of us would like to see.
Senator Rustin, thank you for coming on RN Drive.
My pleasure.
And that's Senator Anne Rustin, Assistant Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources and a former Riverland rose grower. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis.